From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Well, if it's almost summertime, it must be, what, puzzle championship time of year, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, the U.S. Puzzle Championship, which happens every year around this time. This year it's Saturday, June 18, next Saturday, and it's an event that's held online to select part of the U.S. team for the World Puzzle Championship, which will be held this fall in Hungary. It goes 2.5 hours. It starts this coming Saturday starting at 1 p.m., and it contains about 25 puzzles ranging from easy to hard. Contestants solve as many of them as they can and email their answers in for judging. The event is free. It's open to everyone. You do have to register by Thursday, and there's instructions and information at wpc.puzzles.com.
All right, and I'll just remind people, it's 1 p.m. Eastern time, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, we have a challenge our listeners were working on all week. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Paul Deering of Rochester, New York. I said, name two fruits, say their names out loud, to produce a two-word phrase meaning today. What is it?
What is it?
The fruits are current date.
Oh, how clever. We had over 1,100 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Edward Galloway from Seattle, Washington. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Leanne.
So what do you do there in Seattle?
I'm a technical analyst for a professional services firm.
Really? Are you a puzzler, a puzzle player?
I'm relatively new to the puzzler, so I'm a neophyte at best.
Uh-huh, but you know the drill, right?
I do.
And you're ready to play, I can tell.
Yes.
All right, well, Will, please meet Edward. Let's play.
All right, Ed, I'm going to give you clues for two words. Add an O to the end of the word that answers the first clue, and phonetically, you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said elm or maple, and your second clue, small musical group, you would say tree and trio.
Mm.
All right? Number one is a form of precipitation, and your second clue is angel's headgear. What does an angel have on its head?
Halo.
A halo, and that makes the precipitation hail. Very good. Number two is speed, and your second clue is a coin in Mexico.
Peso.
That's right.
Point. And
take away the O sound and you get?
Pace.
Pace and peso. Excellent. Pace. A German river and an African animal with a horn. What's a big, big old African animal with a horn? Big, thick hide.
Rhino.
Rhino. There you go.
Oh.
Rhine.
Then it's
there
the Rhine. Okay. Your next one is a cheese from France. And vivacity.
Would it be brio and brie?
That would be exactly it. How about the meat part of a hamburger and place for a cookout? What do you throw on the grill?
A patty or...
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
And patio.
Patio.
And patio. Good. Something you put on a hamburger and a small flute.
And a small flute?
Uh-huh.
Is it pickle and piccolo?
It's pickle and piccolo. Good job, Leanne.
Thank you, Leanne.
Anytime, Ed.
Try this one. Unable to move and building material. If you're unable to move, you are...
Stuck.
Yes.
Oh.
Stucco. Yeah.
Stucco. Good,
Thank
good.
You.
Someone who says Semper Fi and a breed of sheep.
Okay, so a marine says
yes.
Fi.
Uh-huh.
And merino.
Merino, yes. Good. Ironed as clothes and a magician's word.
Press and presto? Uh-huh.
Pressed and presto, good. A New York baseball team and a certain opera singer.
Metz and mezzo?
And mezzo, right? Uh-huh. And your last one is a spiny shrub of the western U.S., and your second clue is pesky insect.
Spiny shrub.
Spiny shrub of the western U.S.
And mesquite and mosquito.
Mesquite and mosquito. Good job, Ed.
Very good. I couldn't get past, you know, cactus. What? What? So where was pest and pesto? You know, I mean, who could have done that? Hey, Ed, nice job.
This has been a thrill.
Oh, it was fun for us, too. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Ed, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a proud member of KUOW 94.9 and the Heart of Seattle's University District.
Oh, my goodness. You're almost like a little testimonial for them.
I am.
But I do like that M-word member. Edward Galloway from Seattle, Washington. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Will, what's the challenge for everyone to work on this coming week?
Yes, it comes from an old friend and a clever puzzler, Marek Penchko of Warsaw, Poland. He gave it to me at last year's World Puzzle Championship in Croatia. And it takes just one sentence to ask if the word finite, F-I-N-I-T-E, is represented by the number 5910. What six-letter word is represented by 0930? So again, if the word finite is represented by the number 5910, what six-letter word is represented by 0930? And here's a hint, there are only two common six-letter words in English that have this unusual property.
Well, good luck. And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.